Getting back to the TC study, what's your take on the side effects profile of docetaxel compared to paclitaxel?
Well, I was the first author on the study that just got reported in JCO in August 2005. Took quite a while to get that paper published, but that was the Taxotere 311 trial, in which we directly compared paclitaxel with docetaxel at their FDA-approved doses and schedule. That was every three-week basis. And there was clearly a lot more hematologic toxicity with docetaxel than there was paclitaxel, but there was a higher response rate and time to tumor progression and survival advantage for docetaxel. Having said that, what's happened in the last 12 years or so is, weekly paclitaxel has been introduced, which is probably somewhere, in my view, somewhere in between with a lot less toxicity other than some neurotoxicity. And so, I think that's kind of stepped up, and we see that in the adjuvant setting these days. So I think it's sort of the full approved every three-week doses, docetaxel is a more active drug. If you go back in the adjuvant setting where you really have kind of the same situation, every three-week docetaxel versus every three-week paclitaxel, it's pretty hard to show it, other than if you look at the fewer relapses of breast cancer occurred in docetaxel every 3 weeks and in the weekly paclitaxel arm. So it's kind of consistent with that.